Yo. Yo, what up, bro? Y'all stand for OT? Yeah. Nah, get that bread, bro. Y'all gotta stay for OT.
Listen up, workers. Overtime is mandatory this weekend. No excuses.
Let me work. Please let me work. Let me work. Please let me work.
I'm a member of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity.
Greta the tittle-tattle prattled on about the little metal bottle. She spat a bit of spittle on the modern brittle cattle in a bitter battle. Hey, stop questioning my methods, okay? I was chosen for this task for a very good reason.
No, she chose herself.
Who's the man? You're the man. Strong, healthy, black man. Huh? Dun dun dun, bum up, dun dun. Time to celebrate. Where am I going to Vegas? Going to Vegas. What do you eat? Dun dun dun, something healthy. Hell no!
Bang, bang, bang.
Shit like that.
Out of singing, wait. When you are, for instance, when we were here before, you know what? I mean, all the things ever printed in the tabloid, the only thing's ever been true is when they said I couldn't dance.
It does.
You were like in between shots, running off, conceiving the dance, choreographing the dance. You were up all night dancing.
And she didn't leave.
Out of singing, wait. And when you are, for instance, when you were here before,
shit like that.
Check, mic check. What up? Listen, I'm gonna spare y'all the karaoke a little bit this week. I mean, but hope everybody doing good out there, you know what I mean? Okay. Who remember the time? Huh? Audio Journal?
Of an ears, baby.
DJ High Star.
Foolishness, my nana said my grammar can maneuver this industry until I'm stupid rich, and now I'm stupid rich. Ah! Woo woo woo! Assuming this is more than you, Mr. Pickle Brothers. I'm a new shit. In fact, the rumor is the way I prove it.
Okay. Shout out to Jadena. Hey, y'all remember him?
I'm really just playing this Kendrick verse though.
You heard, but salute. This was a moment.
This was a moment, yeah. If you were there, you were there.
Let me work. Please let me work.
And no, we don't condone any drug use here in mandatory overtime. This joint right here was a slam. Okay? Just saying from a DJ point of view. to my ego. Zero, see? The drink references. Shout out to Houston, Zero. Kung Fu Kenny. Lele. Who the
you talking to? You ain't me. Salute me when I'm walking through.
You ain't me.
Everything I do is
for the extras.
Your hood love you cause you on the instrumental though. This rap crazy need the woosah. They screaming Compton, must be two sides. R.I.P. the shoddy lawyer, beat I know I'm flexing. VIP my video 200 on the guest list. I don't like the sugar coat of politics with yes men. I like me a bougie from Normandy and Weston. 2017, North of Dominique. I got a smaller team, got a bigger ring. Everybody a crip till they black and blue.
Everybody a blood till they hemorrhaging.
Oh man,
Mike Will made it.
Two back to back Spurs, me and
Mike Will made it.
Double park on the curve, I can drive, but I'm lazy.
Half a pint, whole pint, gassed up crazy. Alright, like I said, I don't condone none of that drug use though. Shout out to my neighbor, he walking by right now. Windows open, it's a good day, so you might have seen me. Yo. Let's get this started in a minute. Hold on, y'all.
Mix with DJ High Star.
Hey. Okay, shout out to everybody who know this sample.
In your face, showing up, shrugged your face. Just like you got sprayed by a can of mace. You see, your speaker is moving, everybody is grooving. My song moves along, there's a strong team. Cause everlasting bass showing up moves the floor. Some people can't take it, they try to plead the case, but you can't get enough of everlasting bass.
Let me work! Please let me work!
Hey everybody, it's closing time. You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here.
Mitchell. 310. Yeah. Sticking to the code, all these hoes for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make her pussy leak.
Okay, forgive all of this at the beginning. Yeah, all right, future. And okay, brother. Let me see. Okay, I can't get on out of that, yo. Sorry, I do know the verse, but it's. Alright, okay. We didn't do this. We didn't. In the future, we appreciate you, brother Nevadius. We didn't play the song for you, though, bro. We didn't play it for you, sorry. Okay, all right. What else? Yeah, I'm gonna be setting off with this. I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar. Not too violent.
Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem.
Niggas clicking up, but cannot be legit. No 40 water. Cannot be legit. No 40 water. Shout out to E40 and be legit.
Tattoos it.
Mm-hmm.
around the stick. It ain't Andre 3K.
Shout out Andre 3 Stats.
I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom.
I'm really like that. Right, Keg. Mike Jack. That was unnecessary, Kendrick. That shot right there, though. What a time to be alive, though, right?
Let me work! Please, let me work!
Listen up, listen.
But I refuse to weep. Yet when I sleep, I feel tears trickling down my cheek. Come on, stay strong.
Pride. Happy Mamba Day, y'all. My heart's fighting me. And this ain't no shot, man. This ain't no salute to the brother. Listen, have you rapping ball players that actually recorded some stuff, and you know what I mean? On the R&B track too. Shout out to Kobe. Alright, Brian McKnight, we ain't forget about you though. Matter of fact, it's the perfect person to try out this new Brian McKnight.
Sick and tired of that nigga.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Salute. Okay. Okay. Let's see. It's not. We finished with the intro. You can't just finish like that. Hold on, real quick. I ain't going. All right. Yeah. That was enough of Rhyming Night, man. Problematic fellow, man. Sick and tired. Yo, hey. I didn't never think that I'd be playing Baby Chief Do It on this song outside of, on this podcast outside of his feature on Chance. But I see what he's doing out there in the streets with this one. I guess it's a fun track for the most part. I mean, still some profanity though that we gotta work through, Baby Chief Do It. Everybody let it hook though. Okay. I won't tell you.
Let me work. Please let me work.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
What's happening, everybody? What's happening? Welcome to another episode of Mandatory Overtime. I'm your main man, DJ Highstar. Here at Mandatory Overtime, the aim is for us to recalibrate manhood with one conversation at a time with our community. That community, of course, consists of you all. You heard? Simply an audio journal of an 80s baby and a social experiment in consistency. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here listening to me. And for that, I appreciate you. I applaud you once more, okay? Now, let's not confuse this with the manosphere. It's just a place where the man is fair. So pull up a chair, like, comment, subscribe, engage, share. Make some noise, y'all, because your main man is here. Yeah. Reporting live from the 980-704. Charlotte, America, what's happening? Charlotte, America in the building, man. Charlotte, USA. What up? And I'm joined by my Russian sound engineer. And a check, 1, 2. Wait. A check, 1, 2.
Bang, bang, bang.
Let's go to work. Now listen, first and foremost, out the gate, because I listened to this show too many times, and I would like to just start off with an engagement plug. So if you would like to write the show, feel free to write us. The email is mandatoryot704@gmail.com. mandatoryot704@gmail.com. And if you'd like to call, just give us a call, leave a message, 704-781-7011. All right. So any responses to anything we talk about on the show any of your opinions on anything that's going on out there in the world, feel free to engage or whatnot. When I listen back to the show, I cringe up because I did not say that. One revision that is standing out to me, last week I shouted out a couple frat brothers, right? So I shouted out my brother 38, right? We call him 38 because it's for 38 special. Before the rapper, well, I guess Parallel Time is the rapper, but still, it wasn't related to the rapper. We just call him 38 special. And then I said 51 special, but it's my dog 51. We nicknamed him 51 Savage. And I guess the savage part, I don't be saying that. So salute to Tyrone, man, who's also Big Daddy Cousins. Big Daddy Kane's cousin. Excuse me. Big Daddy's cousins. But that's Big Daddy Kane's cousin as well. But salute to my brother. You know what I'm saying? Just had to get that revision out there for y'all. What's happening, everybody? What's good, y'all? Just welcome back to another episode. I guess no time like the present. We got a packed show, so I want to go ahead and get right to it. Let's get to some building wisdom.
Is that Prince or King?
Come here, Prince. What's today's mathematics?
Hey, yo, no disrespect, but we ain't in all of that, son.
Build, destroy. The build is to elevate the mentalities of self and those around self. To add positive energy to every nation. To build, you must first start from the root, which is the knowledge foundation, and add on to the highest peak. To destroy is to eliminate and destroy any and all negativity that enters my cipher of supreme harmony.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Come on, son.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I know you're gonna dig this.
All right, so let's start off with Cousin Jerome. We got Cousin Jerome, of course, coming through. Let's see here. All right, so I read Philippians 4:13. You got to take time to deliberate, but when the time for action arrives, stop thinking and go in. Pause. And pardon the left. Oh, man. Let's see. So that's from Andrew Jackson. And then we also have, turn this down a little bit. Animation is not the art of drawings that move, but the art of movements that are drawn. Okay. All right. From Norman McLaren on behalf of Cousin Jerome. So appreciate that as well. Let me read that again. Animation is not the art of drawings that move, but the art of movements that are drawn. I can dig that. Shout out to Pixar and all of them other, you know what I mean? Disney, of course, with the big bulky VHSs that you know. It was just a good marketing thing. Let's see here, what else we get? I had a couple from Brother Tez. Let's see. The bros, my fault, y'all. All right, so Brother Tez sends in, the sun will rise and set regardless. What we choose to do with the light while it's here is up to us. All right, that's tough. Is explain your anger, don't express it, and you will immediately open the door to solutions instead of arguments. I love that. That's tough. Life is a compromise between your feelings and reality. At every stage, you have to quit your feelings and accept the reality. I think I read that one. Now, I do want to play a couple of audio words of wisdom. So bear with me one moment here and we'll go ahead and get to that.
Yeah, I just say be you, be confident. You got to live in this world and no one else can live it for you.
Olivia Miles, by the way.
Don't let anyone dim your light. And don't let your greatness make other people feel small. And don't let their smallness impact your greatness on the other side. So just be you and impact people and leave something better than how you found.
All right, and this is Billy Carson here on Instagram.
Yeah.
What if I told you there are five phrases that you've been saying that you need to stop saying immediately? I'm talking about words that carry frequency and vibration, and some phrases will drop a room in an instant. I'm talking about the second that they leave your mouth. Here are the top five that you need to stop saying immediately. Number one, that will never work. Well, that kills possibility before it can even breathe or have a chance. Number two, I can't afford it. That broadcasts lack, and everyone absorbs it. Number three, that's just how I am. It slams the door on growth. Number four, must be nice. That's just envy dressed up as compliments, and it poisons the speaker and the person who spoke it. Number five, everything is falling apart. It tunes the whole room to fear. You feel it when someone walks in and talks like this. The energy just completely drops because words are contagious and they set the frequency for everyone. Everyone that's in earshot of what you're saying, including you. Speak like you're casting spells because you are. Choose words that lift the room. That's the thing to look out.
Salute to that. That was powerful too, though. That was powerful. We got to be careful about the phrases that we use and that we don't use. Let's see here. I'll explain the serendipity later, but this will be the last one right here. This is old audio from Minister Farrakhan. Let's see here.
Do you have some beans set aside that if there's no food nowhere, is there some sterno heat around that you can make heat?
Come on.
You ain't even thinking like that. I know. You think you'll always have a Wendy's to go to. You think there'll always be a Big Mac somewhere. No, brother and sister, all of that's going down the tube in a few days. These are days of tribulation coming up. And we're going to have to gird up our loins to get through it. And we're going to have to be family to survive.
Salute to Minister Farrakhan, of course. Those words of wisdom. Come on now, listen. Let's not underestimate the power of gardening out there, y'all. I'm just saying. All right, let's learn to kind of start getting into the language of planting our own and growing our own, or shopping local, farmers markets, things like that, local butchers and everything like that. I'm just saying, you might want to consider that. And just like you said, you know, the minister wasn't telling no lies on that one. So salute to the Minister Farrakhan. Let's see. Like I said, so on some serendipity stuff, I know I talked about Dollar General, joked about it the other week. I seen this clip. It's too long for me to play, but it's talking about the different things Dollar General, you know, does, like the exploitive things that they do, I guess. Some price type of things, depending on who you are. Speaking of, I was in a little tobacco store today, just picking up some papers and stuff like that. My man just typed in whatever number he wanted to, right? And I told him, I said, oh, no, I'm not used to paying that or whatever. I was about to walk out. And he types in the lower number or whatnot. So y'all just be on the watch, all right? I'm just saying, because as soon as them store owners see you, then they ready to upsell or upcharge and stuff. And they think that we, you know what I mean, we paying for our vice, so we just paying for whatever. Just be on the lookout. But Dollar General, it was a whole video out on that or whatnot. I do want to play this last clip before we get started. This is from Richard Pryor. And it's probably about 1978, it says. But let me go ahead and play this clip real quick. He was on the Johnny Carson show. And it looks like a journalist, Dorothy Fuldheim, is on the panel as well. But I just want y'all to hear some of this.
It's tougher now for young people just to survive than it was when you were 15?
No, I think life is so much simpler now. Nobody starves in our country. Nobody has to go out in the corners to beg. You can go and get medical aid. Nobody lives in the streets.
There's some people that live in the streets.
Here in this country?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they don't have to.
Well, tell them.
I don't think that. telling me that
I'm not being facetious.
No, I know you're not. No. You're telling me that people have to sleep in the streets like they do in India?
Yes, ma'am. But they don't. Yes, ma'am. They sleep in the streets and they die here in America.
Well, they die anyway, even if you sleep in a bed. You just described a number of deaths.
No, I mean, like, in India, you die from starvation and stuff.
Well, you don't die of starvation here.
Yes, ma'am.
You can always get some food. We have.
I know we have it, but we don't always give it.
I'm sorry to differ with you, but I don't think statistics would show that you're right. Nobody has to starve in this country.
I don't think statistics would show that.
Oh, no, not with a gun. Come on, you know there.
Are you saying that the people who are below the poverty level, or, and there are a lot of people below
Johnny
the poverty
level.
Of course there are. The poverty level now, because the cost of living is almost $5,000.
You know,
there are many people who live.
This is white people now, so I won't bring it to black people so you won't not believe me. In Appalachia, man,
there's no difference in my mind between black and white, and get that.
You're crazy.
So, I mean, Richard Pryor hit it back with the Emmy. Little comedy. Y'all know I'm just Richard Pryor, so
now
he's being a little silly up there. Drop their defenses.
Behind the fact that I must have a prejudice.
Again,
well,
she go,
I don't.
Karen shit.
No, ma'am,
I wasn't
she's trying to get a lot of applause.
In Appalachia, I was trying to make a common denominator for the masses. Like, if I use Appalachia rather than Watts,
they
would understand
there?
That better.
Are they starving?
In Appalachia, yes, ma'am. Sometimes the babies' bellies get
swollen
up.
Shout out to North Carolina.
They don't get enough food, and they get retarded.
Boone.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, because they eat.
I do.
West Virginia.
No, ma'am, it's true. The children get retarded because they don't have enough food to
now they could
make
say
the
that
enzymes
back then,
work in their brains.
Having listened to you before, and some of the things you said.
Well, it's not just me. Walter Cronkite said it.
Walter Cronkite. One time for Walter Cronkite, yeah.
Shut this up. Is television at its finest moment, folks. Just like this.
I don't know why I talked to him at all.
No, I think
Johnny
he's
Carson
serious.
Is
I think
Y'all
he's very serious in what he says,
is.
And I think he has a point. There are people in this country who don't get enough to eat.
They may not get enough, but nobody really starves. I mean, I think this country. You asked me about the young. That's why you're here, because you're starving.
Again,
Johnny Carson is back.
Response.
There'll be no yelling.
Karen response there.
You let them yell?
Sure. It's an open, it's an open country, sure.
Well, then if they like you, what do they say?
They had a little break in
cloned,
the,
you know that?
In
we
the madness,
them.
But
in the other
Richard
room,
Pryor's point
your
was made.
Your
salute to Richard Pryor once again with that. And this is live. That's what I love about my older heroes, Richard Pryor's of the world, Muhammad Ali's. They'll be live on air on these TV shows and ready to elocute themselves properly, efficiently, get their point across, and, you know, again, leave people stunned, essentially. But salute again. Quick revision from last week. I'm saying rest in peace to, is it Hayden? And I was saying Panettiere. It's just Panettiere, right? So shout out again and respect, condolences, everything like that to the family of Hayden Panettiere. Panettiere, you know, respectfully again. So I just wanted to do that as a revision. Also, I wanted to, we had an audio note actually from Q that where he was recapping the trip, essentially. I wanna find that real quick for us, y'all. Give me one second. Let's see if I'll be able to get this played real quick. Let's see here. One moment. Okay. All right.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
All right. For me, it's still good morning, fellas. It's Monday morning, about to go ahead and leave Vegas. Just want to go ahead and say I appreciate this weekend. I appreciate the brotherhood. Shout out to all my guys. All my guys. Since I'm trying to put this on the podcast, definitely shout out to DJ High Star first. And then definitely to the groom next. Los, I love you, brother. The news you delivered this weekend, it kind of shocked slash hurt me a little bit, but at the end of the day, I always want the best for y'all. And especially, yeah, especially you, dog. Like, shout out to 21 years of friendship. Cold. 20 years of friendship. I appreciate you, brother. Like, your insights, your just the whole journey, man. Like, you my guy, man. Dunlap.
Man, my fault, y'all. I don't know where we was with that. Hold on.
Who's you delivered this weekend?
Okay. My fault, y'all.
Cold.
Okay. Sorry about that.
The whole journey, man. Like, you my guy, man. Dunlap. Dunlap,
that's
man.
Chicken, by the way, y'all.
If I'm doing the move, dog. Like,
okay. Q started giving.
Once again, dog, just everything, dog. The camaraderie with you, like, just.
Wait, the what?
Yeah.
Okay, like, the
just,
camaraderie. I got you, bro. Yeah, I got you. I'm
just
let
always
that.
Being able to holler at you, man. Mix. Mix, I have appreciated these years. I have been able to know you. I definitely can't wait for what's next on the journey, but like, yeah, I thank you, and it's been a pleasure, like, being able to know you so far, and once again, I can't wait to see what's down the line. I don't know if I need to say your name, or do I say Rev? But it definitely was a pleasure meeting you this weekend. You a cool ass dude, and that didn't surprise me, cause yeah, Los got a good circle, dog. Is yeah, if he messing with you, dog, is because yeah, you a solid dude. So definitely a pleasure getting to know you this weekend as well. I think I'm going to go ahead and time it out here.
Thank you, Q. Thank you.
This shit is probably going to get chopped up as hell.
Yeah.
Because I'm over 3 minutes.
Okay, but, buddy.
Once again, a great weekend. Great weekend for so many reasons. In Vegas. And, yeah. Love all of y'all. Thank y'all for being in my life, and just the things that y'all have been able to show and teach me over the years. And,
that's my boy Q, man.
Again, like, I just really look forward to the future, because every day I can see, like, all of us are growing in our own ways, and I love it. So about to go ahead and order this lift. Get the hell out of here.
All right.
And get back to Charlotte. Love y'all, man. Peace.
All right, we ready to y'all listen. Shout out to my boy Q. Shout out to Q. Hey Q. Oh, we don't say old man Q no more. Q did it. We don't say that stuff no more. But shout out to Q, man. Y'all appreciate y'all for staying with us through those 3 minutes of his audio note. Q is from Charleston, if y'all don't know. So, you know, below the Bible Belt, you used to church, and you used to those moments at the church. Your grandmother or your mother, they just let you know, all right, it's just going to be 5 more minutes. We're going to be out. And you're outside in the parking lot. By the car, ready to go. That's where Q come from. So, y'all, you know, He said, I'm about to finish this audio note and then talk for another 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So salute to my boy. You know? Salute to Q. Shit like that. Now, mind y'all, that was off the... I told y'all I was going to try to get out of the habit of just posting stuff off the rip. But I know that... I know, like, Q... Q wasn't... Again, that was his reflections day, like on his way home and stuff like that. So salute to Q. Now, moving on to today's episode. I don't know. First of all, listen, I don't know what I'm gonna call this episode, so to speak, but I do know.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
We sick and tired of that nigga.
I got a couple of those to go ahead and get out. All right, so just prepare yourselves. We got, we're going to talk about a couple of niggas that I'm sick and tired of, to be frank with y'all. All right, so I made a list, checked it twice. Let's see, because just testing shit out. Yeah, just my fault, y'all. Just testing out. Yeah, let's see.
Show love, nigga.
All right, this episode, this segment ain't really gonna have too much of that in here, but we're working there. Okay, so look, because I'm not gonna be able to play the gong right after sick of this nigga there, but y'all get the point. All right, y'all get the point. Listen, so where do we start this week? It's some old Emmanuel Acho. He's always going to give us a reason, but it's an old clip of Emmanuel Acho.
We sick and tired of that nigga.
Okay, so I'm going to just play this excerpt for y'all from Emmanuel Acho, football player, former football player, but now he's a commentator, a pundit, mostly on Fox Sports, I want to say, but nevertheless, he's annoying as hell. But let me go ahead and just play this quick excerpt, him on Van Jones' show. So I just want to give y'all again, just all right.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
We sick and tired of that nigga.
Nico gets checked by them laughing over black Americans.
I know why they say that, because I've been in them rooms when they saying that. Mm-hmm. When I kick it with black people and they're like, all white people are racist. I know why you're saying that. All the while, I have the privilege and luxury of not having generational trauma because my parents were born in Nigeria.
Nigga, what?
So, man, my method is removing some of the sting.
Did y'all hear what he just said? My fault, because my bad.
I've been in them rooms when they saying that. When I kick with black people and they're like, all white people are racist. I know why you're saying that. All the while, I have the privilege and luxury of not having generational trauma because my parents were born in Nigeria. So, man, my method is removing some of the sting. Because I don't have that sting, and trying to deliver a message in a manner that people can receive it. Primarily white people.
Okay. Let me tell you why what you just said offends me.
Come on.
Okay.
It's my boy. Come on, Van.
First of all, there are a couple of things. I grew up South Baton Rouge, Louisiana. All my classmates were white. I was in the gifted program. All of my classmates were white.
Likewise.
McKinley High School, gifted program, McKinley High, 80% black school. Gifted program, all white. Van's in the class with them. Van's playing basketball and sports and everything else with the black kids. Mama from South Baton Rouge, all of that. I understand the being pulled between two worlds. I understand the having the insight into two worlds. You saying that you don't have generational trauma, and you didn't mean it this way, but the reason, and it's, I have to name it, you saying that you don't have any generational trauma in some way meaning, or that in some way meaning that your delivery method to white people is going to be either more effective or more sanitized, is to me dangerous. And let me tell you why. Everybody that you just named,
let me tell you why,
and what you're talking about does what they do in different ways. I don't think that any of the things that they do are necessarily harmful, but what I could say is a black man, a prominent one, acting as an emotional butler for white people and serving them the most milquetoast, unspicy, unseasoned brand of racial discourse and accountability possible could definitely be harmful because of what it does. I saw episodes where you were on there with Matthew McConaughey, and Matthew McConaughey out and out said, when will Black Lives Matter end? He goes, well, when is it going to be time for it to be over? But that's an outrageous question to ask at the time that he's sitting down with you. And it's an outrageous question to posit when we're going to be able to say all lives matter after everyone just watched George Floyd get his head blown off. I watched you also sit down with the police.
Did you say my response?
In the conversation with the police that I watched you have, there was nothing tangible that addressed the systemic issues of policing that lead to unfair and deadly outcomes all over the country. It was about whether or not the police liked back Black people, whether or not they were nice to Black people. And even as I wrote it down, the police are human too. Emmanuel, who gives a fuck? Like, we're fighting for our lives. And to me, having a conversation like that at that particular time, it's not that it's a different method. Everybody has a different method. It's that it's the wrong method. It's that it gives cover for a lot of the issues that you're supposed to be discussing. Roger Goodell's on the show. I watched a whole interview with Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell is talking about Colin Kaepernick in the past tense. Colin Kaepernick right now is fighting to get back in the NFL. If the NFL cared about Colin Kaepernick or what was going on in his life, Roger Goodell could be an agent of change now. You get the opportunity to talk to him, and the fact that he's speaking about a man like that in the past tense is just simply never broached. And when I'm watching it, I know that you have the best of intentions. You're a good guy. My question is, what the fuck is the point of all of this? Is it to make them feel better about all of these things that are going on? Like, for what? Like, why? Like, why are you talking to someone and there's zero call to action? It's just, now I'm going to go be a better person. It just don't work that way.
Is this rhetorical? Is that...
Yo, salute to Van. I know that clip was kind of long, but again, with Emmanuel, like, just that, the mentality that niggas have, that...
Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Come on, bro.
We sick and tired of that nigga.
Yeah, bro. It's you, like, I don't know. You feel privileged and you have the luxury to be in these different rooms with different people and navigate it differently because you don't have the generational trauma. Like, what are you talking about, bro? That's what I'm talking about, y'all. That's what I'm talking about from last week. Wrestling principles, man. Wrestling principles. Quick callback. That's what they call it in the industry, all right? But,
come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40! All
right, so next person on the list. Let's get... excuse me. Let's get to it, y'all. Master P. And again, I played the clip from... I'm sorry, y'all. I played that clip earlier from Richard Pryor, but also I have a couple of things here for Master P, because if those that don't know, the controversy going on right now with Master P is he essentially said that Black people are past, needs to get over slavery. But listen now, it sounds familiar, right? It needs to be past kneeling. All these things kind of sound congruent or real parallel. But nevertheless, yeah, Master P says he doesn't harp on slavery while opening up about trying to get the negative mindset out of the culture as he addresses Black people who are still harping on slavery and says he can't change the past, but he could change the future. So again, I understand that or overstand that he's trying to say that he's not staying in the past, but we still have to have a healthy acknowledgement of the past and where that's brought us to here. And I think one of his... All right, so I'll just play this for y'all real quick.
Have integrity and do good business. If I could do it, anybody could do it. You don't have to be the smartest person in the world. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You just got to have integrity and do good business.
Integrity and do
and
good
these
business.
Doors will open up for you, building great relationships. And I think that's the biggest thing for me, trying to get that negative mindset out of our culture, because they still going back to, oh, man, slavery, they did us this. And I'm like, you still harping on that, man. I never harped on that, because I can't change the past, but I can change the future. And I think you got to get used to us
I see what was going on
successful.
Now. He essentially,
a lot of
it's
us,
when a dumb nigga trying to, I mean, respectfully, shout out to Master P, but when a person, not even a dumb nigga, I'm sorry, bro, but just a person with perhaps that's trying to sound or say the most or sound some, you know, sound, how you call it, you know, impactful or I don't know. You trying to sound like you saying that shit. But you got some wisdom, bro. And yeah, nah, bro. I can't get with that. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Let's see here. Alright, so I got a couple clips that I do want to play in response to Master P. His first one is Muhammad Ali. He's on a panel with look like Sly from Sly and the Family Stone. But
what country wouldn't be if it wasn't for us?
Well, they don't even.
America wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for my people slaving and working for 400 years and you white people fighting in all of your wars.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
talk about if That's I right. didn't white people come to my fights, I wouldn't have no money. We built the country.
That's right.
We fought in all the wars. We were lynched. We were captured. We were murdered.
And some of us, well, some of us were in on that.
We want to give you a little bit. We want to give you some credit, Muhammad. But after all, you're 11 million out of 210 million, so you didn't do everything. The whites did something too, you know.
The whites did something too.
You did do something. You killed off all the Indians, then you brought us over and robbed us of everything.
Yeah, but what Mike's trying to say is that there's a way to say all of this without having any animosity.
Exactly.
That's right. Exactly. I buy that.
Yeah, well, sweet, ain't no animosity. Ain't nobody hitting nobody.
Yeah, but it should not sound like it.
Words are more powerful than fists.
That's why animosity.
All right, so first of all, salute to Muhammad Ali, the ancestor. But also, let's go ahead and play this from Damon Wayans real quick. It's in response to Master P in his slavery comments, y'all. Let's see here.
I just don't want to get too comfortable. Brothers can't afford to get too comfortable, you know? Because that's when you become the pawn. That's when they use your ass. Anytime white people want to smooth some shit over, they go get that rich nigga and put you on TV to represent the people, you know? You have you asking your questions like, Damon, now that you made this $13 million, and we're not counting. Now that you made all this money, let me ask you this. Let me just throw this out at you. You respond any way you want. Is there racism in America? You be sitting there thinking about that paycheck, talking about, no, sir.
That's how y'all niggas sound.
If there is, I ain't seen none.
What? If there is, I ain't seen none. Yeah, man. That's how Master P sound, man. And, yeah. Like, y'all could miss me with that, y'all. So, I wanted to read a couple of these, though. It's tweets that I retweeted since seeing that stuff from Master P. COINTEL isn't a concept. It's a reality. You literally have crackers, sellouts, and foreigners in a room looking for a way to stop Black American progress. That's real. It's not an idea. And then we have, it's no Black person that's letting the history of slavery hold them back from personal advancement. Nobody says, I'm not filling out a job application because we went through slavery. It's some dumbass talking points on this net. I like that point. And it says, a population kept in survival mode is less likely to organize, protest, or revolt. That's why I believe this economic hardship isn't accidental. So that's not even pertaining to the Master P stuff, but still. And then there's a couple more that I put here that I reposted, but we've made life look like we only come to find money and die. Ain't that the truth, baby Ruth? Nobody wants to live anymore. Nobody wants to live, y'all. All right. And then this also, this can be applied to a lot of these niggas that we sick and tired of. But it says that one time that Three Stacks said, old school players to new school fools. Cash keep them jumping like kangaroos, but skew it on the barbie. We ain't trying to lose. See, I'll be goddamned if they done changed the rules. Yeah, old school players to new school fools. And when I was younger, I just used to rap that song. I ain't even really let the lyrics, like, you know what I'm saying? But old school players to new school fools. Cash keep them jumping like kangaroos, but skew it on the barbie. We ain't trying to lose. See, I'll be goddamned if they done changed the rules. Yes, boy, I bust raps like B-Boys bust gats. We the type of people that don't bury the axe or the hatchet. Every time we see your life, we... So, just on that point of slavery and stuff, and us, quote-unquote, harping on slavery, Sean Grayson, the former deputy who shot Sonya Massey after she called police for assistance, he's died in prison, all right? This is what somebody reposted this whenever they put the message up there or whatnot. Hey. Out of here, nigga. My fault, y'all. My fault. But it's hilarious, though. They posted that. They posted that in response. So also, while we're at it, we're talking about racism and stuff like that. I want to play this real quick for y'all. Since we feel like slavery is in the past and we don't got to worry about it no more, right? Let me just play this for y'all.
Facebook group called White Servers. And there's one person in the group who wanted all of the black people to know that they spit in your food at two particular restaurants. And this is what she wrote to let everyone know. She said, to all blacks in here, keep this in mind. Hope you enjoy your meal next time you eat out. There is a Facebook group that I am part of, and it is for white servers. We have come up with a plan. When a table of black diners come in and place an order, we walk back to the kitchen to get your food when ready. There is always a blind spot in the kitchen, and we are licking our fingers and touching your food. If it happens to be at Texas Roadhouse or Logan's, these rolls are full of white saliva. Some of the cooks are in on this too. Think they are playing? They aren't. Believe me, this has been going on since y'all started the nonsense with Carmelo, the Anthony crap. By the way, the group has over 400,000 members. Enjoy y'all's food. So she wanted the black people in the group to know that they're spitting in your food.
So I thought all right. So I'm sure that y'all heard about that. But somebody tell Master P's black ass about that, okay? Because we're sick and tired of that nigga there. But, yeah, again, let's forget about slavery and let's work on our integrity and our morals. And then let's go ahead and just do what we got to. Like, come on, bro. Come on, yo. Like, I already voiced my frustration kind of with the black elite or black boule last week. And black capitalist, if you will, or pseudo-capitalist, because I feel like a lot of them feel like they capitalist, and you just got a little bit of bread. You just rich, nigga. All right. Okay. Now I retweeted this tweet and it says Dr. Dre and Timbaland been on some bullshit or on some bullshit. Right. And yeah, both of them have been on the list for me.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. We sick and tired of that nigga.
All right. So yeah, Dr. Dre, first of all, bro, like, let me just say with Master P, just so that y'all know, when he moved out there to, like, a lot of these guys in the 90s, first of all, yeah, you get your bread however you can. But a lot of them getting their bread through Uncle Sam, in the military, all of that. I don't know the whole backstory, but Master P got some capital. Whether it was from his grandfather or on a will or something like that, or somebody's store out there in Oakland. You had some help on the way up. It wasn't just lifting yourself up by the bootstraps, my boy. All right. So just wanted to put that out there. Dr. Dre, he confirms that he's using AI to make music. All right. So again,
we sick and tired of that nigga.
Am I correct? Yeah.
We sick and tired of that nigga.
Am I correct?
All right. So Dr. Dre, he confirms that he's using AI to make music. I think the only people that see it as a threat are the people who have trouble creating. It's a new tool for creativity. Some people are afraid of learning new things. You sound paid off, my boy. Shut the man. Hold on. Shut the bro. But anyways, wanted to play this. I love this. It says, okay, and this is something from Ray Daniels. It looks like it's going to be we sick and tired of this nigga there worthy, but let's see what he says. I don't know. Okay, let's play this.
Push an artist, they gonna tell you, I don't wanna do that. Jimmy Iovine famously told me one day, get you something that don't talk back. What is better than an AI artist that don't talk back? And we're still mad at him. I just somebody just called me like, what you think about what Timbaland did? Ain't it vulturist? I'm like, isn't he a culture vulture? I'm like, no, it's genius. Like, why wouldn't you like have an AI version of it, of something that can create songs and put messages out there if you can't do it? You know how hard it is to put money behind an artist and a human, and how many people lose and y'all are still mad? I just had to put that out there. Shout out to Timbaland for thinking in the future, but like, this is why it's hard for people like that, because you can never make artists happy. They're always mad at something.
Trash. Trash. So, Ray Daniels, we adding you to that list, bro.
We sick and tired of that nigga.
Like, everybody thinks that they are about to, like, outsmart some shit or just be super smart and stuff like that. Like, come on, bro. Oh, my gosh. We talked about the companies, different companies that have bought up masters from these artists and stuff like that and have taken their IP. But now y'all see this stuff in motion with some of the biggest players in music or whatnot. So what are we talking about really here? Like, all right. So Dr. Dre got him and Timbaland, both of y'all together. Let's see here. I wanted to play this clip from DJ Quick. Cause in the midst of all of this stuff, DJ Quick did have something to say with regards to that though. Let's see here.
It's a total violation of culture. It's appropriation.
Come on.
You can't recreate somebody that's still here doing what they do. Don't use my stuff, because I know that computer is not gonna have my nuances. You know, that app, that program is not gonna be able to, you know, it's gonna miss out. It's like it does. That I watch AI programs on YouTube and they mispronounce words. You know what I mean? It ain't ready yet. It ain't human. It just ain't human. Keep this shit human. I'd rather have bad human material than good AI material.
Exactly. Exactly. Shout out to DJ Quick for keeping the integrity in art, because that's what this is all about, honestly. You're not like you. Oh my gosh, man. I can't. There's so many different ways to attack this thing, but we've been talking about this on this show. So, you know, now it seems like it's coming to the forefront as far as technology and then how Black people see themselves fitting into a future that seemingly is it's kind of keeping us out as far as intel, but also it is trying to diminish, or y'all stay with me on this one. It's trying to diminish or perhaps neutralize our superpowers. Again, I feel like our superpowers lie in the arts, lie in our creativity. We are children of the creator, so we have no choice but to create. But again, we have these distractions and these different things that are throwing up roadblocks and speed bumps. It's like, come on. So again, we're talking about that AI and all of that stuff. Let's go ahead and move forward. We sick of this, because I don't know why. And I hate that he got to get it, but...
Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We sick and tired of that nigga there.
All right, just randomly, is this one was for Jeezy. I'm sorry, bro. You know, and if y'all want to write into the show and ask me why or get me to clarify, I kind of will, but yeah, that's for Jeezy. I don't know. We're just randomly. But I do have one for Raekwon. It seems that Raekwon, for a long time, has been an investor in Palantir. Now, again, he's online and kind of, I'm not going to say shucking and jiving for them, but he is promoting the brand or the company. Again, I suspect that he just got in on Palantir long, long time ago. So he's pretty up on them as far as money goes. And yeah, it, Again, I'm sick and tired of this thing. I'm y'all can hear it in my voice. I'm dejected and stuff because all of these niggas, all of these sellouts. But nevertheless, I'm just sick and tired of these niggas, man. Sick and tired. I don't see, like, this world has plenty of wise people and plenty of people that repeat the phrase, money, the love of money, for the love of money is the root of all evil. For the love of money is the root of all evil. And then people go on to love money and like, and let that drive all of their moves and everything that they do. It's just, it's backwards to me. It, you know, I don't know. That shit is wild to me. So, I think, is that the last Sick of This Nigga There award? I believe so. But yeah. Officially, like, all y'all niggas, sick of them niggas. Now, I wanted to go ahead and move forward with a couple of random thoughts. I do have a couple of random thoughts. The first one is, I hate pseudo A&Rs, all right? I hate pseudo A&Rs. I got this thought listening to Joe Budden podcast, and it was a clip from them when they were talking about how many hit records does Janet Jackson have. First of all, y'all need to find some other topics. That's first and foremost, because if that's what y'all result into and y'all getting passionate about it or fake passionate about it, I don't know what else to tell y'all. But you hearing these people that have not ever recorded a note on a microphone, okay, with the exception of Joe Budden and Parks. I'm sure Mark probably has done some audio books or something. And then Mona has some credits on Jasmine Sullivan's album, but Hotels. But these niggas have not sold anything, and it's they're talking, oh, smash hit records, and does she have hit records or hit records? And was it really a hit though? Because we're talking smash. You know a smash when you know it's, yo, shut the bro. Come on, shut the. Man, I think it goes to a bigger point of people like feeling like their world, their algorithm is reflective of what is going on in the real world or whatnot. Like, so that's why I don't even take those type of opinions seriously to start with. Okay, so like I said, that example that they were using in that particular time was Janet Jackson. But they do it all of the time on those shows. I mean, on that particular show, Joe Budden, but on shows just like that, a podcast just like that. And people are, when people get into critiquing music and stuff and they want to put a barometer on stuff, there's no way to quantify a hit record versus a smash hit record. I know you're talking, no, they got a hit, but is it a smash hit where you just song of the, yo, shut up. Shut up. Find something else to talk about, please. Shit. So, yeah, that was one of my random thoughts for the week. Oh, yeah. So we got a lot more spoiled milk news, if you will. You know what I'm saying? It's just like white people acting fool. I don't know, yo. Like, again, like, shout out to white people I rock with and all that stuff, but it was recently, I mean, again, we kind of went over the Facebook group, 400K or whatever like that, and it's Logan's and Texas Roadhouse, y'all, just in case y'all missed it earlier. Logan's and Texas Roadhouse, and I mean, I just wouldn't even encourage y'all until we get a hold on this thing to eat anywhere that outside of where you can see them make your food, perhaps, for you, like a Cava. Or, you know, Moe's or something like that. Like, because, I don't know why we live rent-free in, you know what I'm saying, these, like, racist white people's heads so much. Like, I don't know. But moving forward, Mr. Beast, I'm not sure if y'all have heard, and I don't know how I feel about this, but Mr. Beast hired 100 cops to go on a high-speed chase to chase him. And try to catch him, like, for fun, you know? And, again, there's like a wanna, There's a joke about wanting to be black in there somewhere, but I'm not touching it, okay? We're not doing that. I won't. Okay? But yeah, that was the Mr. Beast news. Also, let's get to this. No, we're not a crime podcast, but I do have to report this very important crime that happened. Let's see here. It won't even come up. Wow. Won't even really come up on Google search automatically. But NBC News reports. This comes from NBC News, y'all. Penn State's alleged cocaine ring made national news. Here's how it's playing out on campus. All right, so that's a follow-up to it. But essentially, a Penn State frat. Yeah, let's read this from PBS. Penn State frat pledges forced to cut and bag cocaine for college drug ring, authorities say. This comes out of State College, Pennsylvania, from the Associated Press. But Penn State fraternity pledges were made to cut and package cocaine for a drug ring that was run out of two off-campus frat houses, authorities said. The illicit initiation was revealed Monday as Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday charged 14 people, including 13 current or former Penn State students, in connection with the alleged drug ring. The man accused of leading the operation, 24-year-old Agostino Abatiello, surrendered on Tuesday after failing to appear for a scheduled arraignment on Monday on charges including possession with intent to deliver and conspiracy. He was ordered jailed without bail. A message seeking comment was left for Abatiello's lawyer. According to court documents, the drug ring operated in 2023 and 2024, fueled by bulk quantities of cocaine that two of the charged men obtained from contacts in Philadelphia and New York. They cut and bagged the drugs mainly at the Sigma Chi and Delta Upsilon fraternity houses, using frat brothers and pledges as labor, then distributed it through Penn State students, court documents said. Hold on. Wait a minute. 50? Is that you, 50 Cent? This sounds like an episode of Power. Didn't this happen on the new Power book series? Anyways, one of the men said a co-defendant was the largest distributor of cocaine at Penn State and would boast about how much money he was making from selling cocaine. At least four of the defendants are current students, Sunday's office said. This is very serious criminal conduct. There was nothing junior or childlike about this type of conduct, Sunday said at a news conference on Monday. Can't make this up. Y'all stay with me. The attorney general, remember, his name is Sunday. All right. This was an upper level trafficking organization for this region in Pennsylvania. Ooh. Wow. Four people are charged with conspiracy, dealing in proceeds of unlawful activity, felony corrupt organizations, and other offenses. Another defendant is charged with felony conspiracy and criminal use of a communication facility. Eight defendants are charged with misdemeanor drug possession. Paul Robinson, the father of a student who was accused with Abatiello of being one of the ring's two main suppliers, is charged with felony tampering, hindering apprehension, and obstructing the investigation. Authorities say he took steps to conceal evidence, including a safe containing drugs and cash. Court documents did not list a lawyer who could speak on Robinson's behalf. Penn State said it placed Delta Upsilon on interim suspension, noting Sigma Chi is not recognized by the university and is not subject to its oversight. Delta Upsilon's executive director, Justin Kirk, said anyone involved in the drug ring who had ties to Delta Upsilon was expelled or suspended from the fraternity if they did not resign. Sigma Chi's executive director, Michael Church, said the three Sigma Chi members who were charged have been suspended pending the outcome of the judicial process. He said the fraternity has suspended all operations at its Penn State chapter on an interim basis while we determine whether these allegations reflect individual conduct or organized chapter activity. This conduct is an egregious violation of our values and has no place in our fraternity, community, or society, Church said, adding that any members involved will be held fully accountable to the extent available to our fraternity. Nice, man. It's white crime, man. Double entendre, though. You see what I did there? White crime. You heard? So I'm a rapper. White crime. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Real baby. Hip-hop. So I did want to report on that. Let's go ahead and move forward. What do we have next? And is it crime news or white news? Okay, we got the cocaine ring. I do got some high star bars for y'all this week. You kind of going to throw this back. Oh, there is. I don't want to give him the light like that, but 6ix9ine's old DJ, like Road Tour DJ Punch, he's in New York radio right now, and he had Rhapsody on Power 105. They had Rhapsody on. DJ Self and Punch had Rhapsody on. She was speaking about her top five. She mentioned Andre 3K in her top five. Punch goes on to say that people like 3K, Black Thought, and J Electronica are in people's top fives because it's trendy. Punch.
We sick and tired of that nigga.
Yeah, bro. You gotta come on, bro. You gotta hang that shit up sometimes, bro. I just get sick of, and his retort was like, people don't include Fabulous or Jadakiss or Papoose or Lloyd Banks. And it's like, bro, you're letting your New York bias show. Granted, these is great MCs and stuff like that, but allow people to have their opinion without you hating, bro. Like, sound, and then you're going back and forth with Rhapsody. So you're going back and forth with a woman. Like, that's where that really looked, you know, a type of way, my boy. But nevertheless, I'm going to get to these high star bars here from Andre 3 Stacks here in a second. Give me one. All right. So this week's high star bars is going to be brought to us by, again, one half of Outkast, Andre 3 Stacks. And the song, the track is Aquemini. So both of them was on this track, but I did want to play Andre's, like, this last little part that he spits on where he just goes off. But all right, so let's go ahead and get to it. Here we go, y'all. So.
My mind warps and bends, floats the wind, count to ten, meet the twin, Andre Ben, welcome to the lion's den. A rich and no skin, many men comprehend, I extend myself, so you go out and tell a friend. Sin all depends on what you believe in, faith is what you make it, that's the hardest shit since MC Ren. Alien can blend right on in with your kin, look again, cause I swear I spot one every now and then. It's happening again, wish I could tell you when, Andre, this is Andre, y'all is just gonna have to make amends.
Even the sun goes down. Heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie.
And sometimes why? Never is for sure. None is for certain. None lasts forever, but until they close the curtain. Like that.
It's him and I, Aquemini. Yeah, so y'all, I just can't. Even if I like tried to read the bar, I couldn't get that. But he said, my mind warps and bends, floats the wind, count to 10, meet the twin, Andre. Matter of fact, y'all, I'm sorry, y'all, because the way you smack that. Come on, y'all. Damn. Right, just one more time. Wheel that track, DJ. Wheel that track, selector.
My mind warps and bends, floats the wind, count to 10, meet the twin, Andre. the twin Andre Ben. Welcome to the Lion's Den. Original skin. Many men comprehend. I extend myself. So you go out and tell a friend. Stand all depends on what you believe in. Faith is what you make it. That's the hardest shit since MC Ren. Alien can blend right on in with your kin. Look again, cause I swear I spot one every now and then. It's happening again. Wish I could tell you when. Andre, this is Andre. Y'all is just gonna have to make amends.
Come on, man. It's tough. Very tough. Great bars right there. High star bars. Salute to Andre Three Stacks. Let's go ahead and move forward. Get ready to close this thing on out.
Show love, nigga. It don't show nothing. It don't cost nothing to show a nigga love.
All right, so want to go ahead and start off this week showing some love to, of course, my brother Q, of course. Fat Boy, thank you again, Q, for writing into the, or giving in your voice note. Fat Boy, certainly, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my cousin Donald, you heard? Shout out to cousin Jerome, of course. Shout out to my big bro Taz. Oh, shout out to my younger frat brothers, JB, Jaden, all of y'all boys, man. Salute. Happy birthday again, my boy. You know what I'm saying? Good catching y'all at this spot. Shout out to everybody at my job. You know what I mean? Shout out to Rel. Shout out to Reggie. Shout out to my dog Reggie. Just talk to you, brother. Shout out to Sock, of course, my brother. You heard? Shout out to Marina at the job, at the JO. Shout out to Dion. Shout out to Rod. Shout out to Greg. You heard? Shout out to A Butter. Salute to my brother, OGKD. You heard? What's up, my boy? Oh, shout out to my brother Nick out there in Greenville, of course, South Carolina. Shout out to Dr. Buford down there in Charleston, holding down High Star down there in Charleston. Appreciate you. What's up, my boy? Shout out to everybody in the PD area, of course. DJ Blaze. DJ Blaze, my fault, y'all. Be Easy, of course, with the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. Be Easy and L. Salute to everybody out there. Of course, Cheryl Poison. The Music Jones podcast out there, though, as well. My boy Jones. Wally. Shout out to Doogie. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Yoshi. Salute to Amy Deuce. Deuce, what's happening? Cheryl Poison. Coco in the Culture, what's up, peace to y'all. Salute to REB, of course. Another happy birthday to Patriot Patty, y'all. And happy birthday to my sis Asia as well. You heard all of the Virgos that's bringing in their birthday. Salute to y'all. Salute. Got a shout out to the Poker Crew, of course, and the guys, of course. Fat Boy, like I said, Q earlier. Mixmaster T, what's happening? Carlos, what up, though? RJ, what's happening? T-Dog, what up? You know, salute to all y'all. All right, so this next segment, of course, comes with supreme faith that's in God. It comes straight from the heart. May the ego and the hubris never break us apart. From one brother to another, if nobody's ever told you before, I love you. Oh, yeah, and one message to all my haters being... like this completely overrated. Peace. Catch up with y'all next time.
Hey, everybody. It's closing time. You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. Closing time.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I'm 40 years old.
No. It's 40 times!
Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
We sick and tired of that nigga there.
Mama got that bunch of crush game!
Ix Blackley.
Mama got that bunch of crush game!
Ix Blackley.